Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
ESPN's Teron Davenport, talking Titans, now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN, 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. We head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our man Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD, Jake and TD as well. He does it all. TD, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Hope you had a great one. Thanks for taking time to be with us this morning.
All right, for sure, man. Merry Christmas. I hope everyone else had a great one, for sure. Definitely good to come on, man. How you guys doing?
We're awesome, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, TD, I want to start with quarterback here. We've gone over a lot of options, as you might expect, over the last couple of weeks here. And looking specifically at the draft right now, what are you hearing? What is some information that you're gathering in terms of the Titans and what their potential interest in some of these quarterbacks that will be coming out in the draft this year could be?
Yeah, well, when you talk about the high draft pick, it's pretty much the door, Sanders, or no one. And I think the reasoning is because of how NFL-ready he is, and he's a guy that can come in and contribute immediately. I've said it before, he reminds me a lot of C.J. Stroud, so I understand their perspective there. And you look at the other guys, I mean, outside of Cam Ward, there probably isn't a guy that would be selected that high, but right now it's pretty much Shador or bust.
Yeah, so TD, PK, I think, commented on this, and I would tend to agree just because I feel like Brian Callahan is a guy who, like, if they are evaluating QBs, he's the number one voice to me that matters. Isn't it early for them to know that it's Shador or bust?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. When I say that, I'm not saying, like, that's the cement. Hey, look, this is it. Cancel the rest of the draft season. We're not even going to look at everybody else. I'm not saying that that's what they're saying. You know, I'm saying right now, what I've been told is the primary interest and the guy that they're really only truly interested in is Shador Sanders. Now, as you go through the draft season, that could change. And that's the thing. Like, I'm not sure why it's hard to understand that right now that's where they are.
So if you compared the, just based on the information you have, the likelihood of that, you know, and of course we don't know where their draft position, we don't know what's going to happen at the end, we don't know like the opportunity, but let's say they are in a favorable spot to maybe get a Shador as compared to a veteran. Like right now, would you guess next year their primary QB is a rookie or a veteran?
I would guess it's more of a veteran, to be honest with you, because I don't think they're going to be in position to draft Sanders anyway. And I think it's easier, not easier, but it's more, if my job is on the line, I would be more inclined to go with a veteran over a rookie in this case. Now, obviously, still have to see what veterans are available, but I think, you know, when you look at the grand scheme of things, they have to come out next year, like, ready to go and with success. Otherwise, their jobs will probably be over.
So, TD, you know, we've gone through a bunch of different names. You know, we've heard you talk about Derek Carr, which is not a bad idea at all. I'm curious your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers. So, Rodgers, I don't know what his future looks like with the Jets. You know, I'm interested to see who they hire both at general manager and coach, to see where they go from here. You know, he's 41 years old. Statistically, he's had a down season. He has been playing better as of late. We talked with this with Charles Robinson last week, and he talked about how he could see Rodgers having interest in playing here. Now, whether or not the Titans would have interest is a different question, but what do you make of that? Like, let's say Aaron Rodgers was open to playing for the Titans. Would that be something you'd be interested in exploring if you're Carthon and Brian Callahan?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be interested in it. I'll tell you one thing that would be interesting to me. I would like to hear what those who say they don't want the quote-unquote circus that comes with Shedeur Sanders, I would like to hear what they say about Aaron Rodgers, because if you think that's any less of a circus, then you are revealing a lot to me. Me personally, I would rather, if I'm the coach, I would not want that there. I wouldn't want to deal with it. You've seen how his nonsense helped contribute towards Robert Saleh getting fired. I wouldn't want a quarterback that, you know, will openly question me in the media and things like that. Nah, me personally, no. But I mean, like, for the work side of things, yeah, that would be good.
No doubt.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right. That's a good point on the comparing the circuses. I mean, first of all, it's a guaranteed circus with Rodgers. I think obviously people think like Deion is gonna, you know, be involved. It's like, to me, it's like, okay, so if Deion Sanders says something in his press or tweets something, who cares? You know, it's like I don't understand why people are hung up on that. But I think it's obviously a ton to do with Deion Sanders. Well, let's stick with the QB talk here, TD, because frankly, I just really can't. It's just hard for me to get energized on Titans-Jags. You're doing the Lord's work Sunday in Jacksonville. But how about Cousins? Like, Cousins is – it's confounding to me how well he played for the first part of this year and how he completely fell off the map. Now Penix looks good. It looks like actually a smart pick by them to get Penix, and I think they're probably going to win the division. But – how do you explain that? Do you feel like Cousins, maybe it's like, you know, like the wear and tear that Achilles got to him and he still has some good football, or do you look at him as a guy who's fallen off the table?
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a tough question. And it is confusing why he just had like this drop off. But you know how it goes, right? You know, sometimes you hit a certain age and it's like Space Jam, right? You know, your superpowers, you get zapped for them. And I think that could be what happened with him. And I personally wouldn't touch that, because you don't know for sure what you're getting, and it's going to be expensive. So me, I believe that alone.
So TD, I've been screaming for 2 years here about how they need to go find another young wide receiver in the draft, and they've not done it yet to this point. Obviously, they were hoping Treylon Burks would be that guy, and he's not been that guy. They've got a lot of needs. I understand that. You know, quarterback, edge rusher, right tackle, the list goes on. And they don't have a ton of draft capital. How important in your mind is finding that next young wide receiver for this football team this offseason?
Yeah, I think it's critical, honestly. And you look at some of the guys, the top two, you know, Travis Hunter, he's in a different league as far as, I don't classify him either way, but I think you look at Ted McMillan, great match, right? Because he's a red zone guy. He's a big receiver. He worked the middle of the field. And then you also, you look at a guy like Luther Burden, the third, he's a playmaker and you can use him all over the field. And he doubles as a punt returner too. So you solve a couple problems. They definitely need to go out and get somebody. That's for sure. And if it's not the first round, they'll have to do it, you know, I would say no later than day two, because you can't rely on Treylon Burks anymore. You're going to probably re-sign Nick Westbrook and Kenny, but what happens if he's priced out and he goes somewhere else? Now you're really in trouble and you're left with just, you know, Calvin Ridley and just trying to work it out the rest of the way. You know, I think a guy like Bryce Oliver is going to emerge at some point, but I mean, you can't expect with so much from him as well.
So, a couple weeks ago, TD, I watched David Long Jr. play like an entire game for the Lions against the Bills, and he was okay. I mean, but yeah. Like, this is how down bad they must be. Now he comes here to sign and can't pass his physical. What do you know about that situation, and I mean, how dire, you know, with Murray now going on IR, is that linebacking situation? I guess it is a chance to see some young guys.
Yeah. I mean, look, the David Long situation is unfortunate. I got excited, you know, when I saw that he was coming back, and it's unfortunate that the physicals happened. And, I mean, it looks like he played injured the last time that he played for Detroit, and you wonder what happened there, you know, so it's a bad deal that he got. Hopefully he could figure something out, you know, going into next year. As far as his linebacker position, I mean, you know, you got Raekwon McMillan on the practice squad, but I think it really comes down to the young guys, man. And, you know, James Williams, he's shown some pretty positive things, but he's also shown some negative. Like, he was a part of that issue, you know, a Taylor 70-yard touchdown run. And Cedric Gray, I think they're really going to see, you know, what they have in him. I feel that he's a guy that could emerge and become a starter, you know, long-term for them. And I think that's pretty much where you're looking. And it just seems like Jerome Baker just can't – it seems like he can't find his way into the lineup. So it's unfortunate, but we'll see.
Yep, absolutely. Well, TD, great stuff, man. Hope you had a great Christmas. Have fun in Jacksonville this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, for sure. Appreciate it, guys. Take it easy.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport, our guest here on Robbie and Rex. We'll react to what TD had to say. Take your thoughts on the Titans coming up next. 615-737-1025. Pigskin Pick'em coming up at 8:30. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Appreciate Teron Davenport for being with us in the last segment. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Hey, welcome Jared to the program. Jared, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, Robbie. Good morning, Rex Road, or Rex Rob, Rox Road.
Nice.
That all works.
That's right. I will say I am Jared in Spring Hill, but this is, and I'm not in Spring Hill right now, but I feel like with Teron and other people reporting about this Shadur, you know, it doesn't surprise me that Rand, you know, this would be, what, the second time he's tipped his picks? So it doesn't necessarily surprise me that this is amateur hour for the Titans. However, I do love the fact, because I said this back in probably November, October, whenever the Titans were reeling, hey, bring in Shadur. And better yet, make Deion a crazy offer. Give him the keys and let him build Deion Land in Nashville. I'm here for it as a fan. I think it's bad GMing right now to put out tips and things, but as a fan, I'm here for it. And bring Deion, bring Shadur, and I want that circus versus the, you know, Iowa guy down there or wherever he is right now. So I would much rather take a flyer on Shadur as a fan, bring in Deion, and let's shake this culture up a little bit, because we've seen it doesn't take much to win the AFC South. And you get Deion in the playoffs, I think it's only going to be great stuff for the Tennessee Titans.
Thank you, Jared. Appreciate the call. Joe, what do you make of Deion Land, as Jared from Spring Hill has thrown out there?
That's a hot take. That's a hot take. Now, it's not the first time I've heard that, but whoo, I don't know, man. That's a tough sell for me. You know, Deion's done a good job, a better job. I thought that this year at Colorado would actually be a complete bottoming out, and that he would that, you know, the way, because he hasn't really recruited the high school ranks very well, but they got better. You know, he had to like really dig deep for coordinators, especially at DC. Excuse me, sorry. And credit to him for what he's done. I still haven't seen enough from him as a coach to be like, yeah, just give him an NFL franchise. Be great, you know? Yeah. And I tell you what, I think one of the biggest – it's interesting because Jeff is on the text line saying, you know, he'll be a constant distraction. This team has enough problems already, you know, in terms of Deion if Shadur was drafted. I hate that idea. No parent has ever – tell me the parent in the history of the NFL who has – meant a damn thing. Arch Manning when Eli was drafted. That's what I've got for you. Okay. No. Yeah. Deion.
Well, that's fine. But tell me the parent in the history of the NFL that had the clout that Deion Sanders had.
But what's he going to do? Okay. So
I don't know, but like, it is a different thing. Like there's going to be attention all around it. And if you know, he's going to be asked about Shadur and his performance and the organization wherever he goes. It will be a distraction. There's no doubt about that. Now, is it a distraction that's going to like uproot your franchise? That's where you need to have a stronger franchise.
Yeah, exactly. If it, because he's tweeting, saying something in a presser, if that's a problem for you, then you're screwed. I mean, you don't like that. To me, is not any factor in whether I'm drafting Shadur Sanders or not. I'm looking at him as a player. And
can he play or can he not?
Exactly. Now, the flip side of that, yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't know that Deion's. You know, the biggest thing that I think Deion would actually, it's kind of the a little bit of the flip side of this. I think Deion would really struggle with the daily media crap in the NFL. I mean, he already can't deal with like a freaking TV reporter in Colorado asking like an innocuous question without flipping. I think that he would really struggle with. In fact, I mean, I actually, now that let me open a vein right here. I need PK and Deion talking to each other on a daily basis.
Just about to say,
holy
that.
Crap, that sounds amazing. So you know what, Jared from Spring Hill, I'm with you just for that. But I mean, in all seriousness, I don't see why. Again, he's done a good job. I give him credit for sure this year, and it'll be very interesting to see where it goes from here with Colorado. But I just, and also like the father son coach QB thing in general. Is that what you want? I just feel like there's so many, like what, then you have to bench your son. Like, you know what I mean? It just doesn't seem like
they're not doing that. Like happening. Like they're not hiring Deion Sanders to be the coach. I am interested. Like, you know, TD's thoughts on the Sanders thing. He did, you know, say there that it's not like they're just totally married to the fact that it's Shadur Sanders or no one else in the draft. Like, there's some time here. So that's good to hear. Like, I don't know that you're necessarily tipping your pick there, as Jared from Spring Hill says. But, like, again, I think even that, like, having that position, like, right now it's Shadur and we'll see what the rest of the draft process looks like. Like, to me, the more we talk about it and the more you look at the draft part of this, the more I'm convinced that they're looking the veteran quarterback route. I just think with where they are right now, it makes too much sense.
Yeah, and the TD pointed out, as we've talked about so much, and this is, I don't love this, but it is reality. You know, this is where, if I'm Amy Adams Strunk, I definitely want to, like, talk through things. I mean, it's hard to talk through. Guys, I don't know what it'll take for me to fire you, but like, if you're Amy Adams Strunk, like, you still, like, you don't want to bypass the rookie if everyone believes in the rookie because the front office is worried that they better win 8 games next year or they're going to get canned. You know what I mean? But I think that is reality, and I think that's probably, and I, like someone said on the text on earlier, Abdul Carter, for example, you know, I think both Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter are both tremendous prospects. You know, if you can do that, you know, get a tackle or receiver, you know, in the second round, have a decent veteran, then you can start to, you know, now then you get into, okay, so then you get to average and you're never going to be able to draft the top QB. I get it, but, you know, this is the spot they're in. By the way, Sand in Portland says the Miami Dolphins had George Wilson coaching and George Wilson senior quarterbacking, and they were terrible. I have no knowledge of that at all, but thank you, Sand in Portland.
I believe it. If Santa says it, I believe it. I mean, here's the other part of that discussion. If I'm Amy Adams Strunk, though, too, like, I could see where you don't want, like, the job status of the coach and the general manager getting in the way of selecting a franchise quarterback. Of course you don't. I also don't hate the idea, if I'm Amy Adams Strunk, of going the veteran quarterback route this year and seeing if these guys have a clue with a veteran quarterback. And if they don't, go draft your quarterback the year after that with a different coach and a different staff.
Yeah, and if they have a clue about, because you have to build a much better team beyond quarterback. So, again, does Snead become a player next year? You know, is Sweat and Latham taking big steps in their second year? On and on. I mean, I think Skoronski maybe will play a little better now. Like, there's a lot more of what they've done to get answers on, along with what they will do this offseason that has to be really, really good if they're going to have any chance of being competitive next year.
I can't stop thinking about a Deion Sanders PK daily press conference God. Now I need to have it. It's got to happen.
I mean, it would be truly amazing. Then throw in the occasional still Billy, you know, I mean, we could have a lot of fun around here.
Oh, man. Could just be unbelievable. Pigskin Pick'em is coming up next. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Tune in to 1025-1063 The Game for the Transperfect Music City Bowl coming up on Monday. Chase and Big Joe will have pregame coverage starting at noon. Kickoff set for 1:30. Music City Bowl coverage presented by Hi-Fi Buys. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game.
Now, it's time for Pigskin Pick'em with Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 1025 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week, time for Pigskin Pick'em here on Robbie and Rex Road. A quick standings update in the competition. Not a great week for us last week in the competition. Nick Keyser leading the way, 3-3 with his lock on the program last week. Both Rex Road and myself going 2-4. Rex Road did get his lock. I did not get my lock, which has been the story of the freaking season to this point, which brings the overall standings. Nick Keyser in first place, 58-44, 13-4 on his locks, good for 71 points. Joe Rex Road, 59-43 overall, 8-9 on his locks, 67 points, 4 points behind Keyser. Myself, 54-48. 6-11 on my locks, abysmal, 60 points. 11 points behind Keyser, 7 points behind Rex Road. Some separation in the competition from second to third.
You got to love it.
Still time. Still time. And also, oh, by the way, overall, we're doing pretty well.
We really
collectively,
are.
You know? We are sharks.
We really are. You need to listen to this program, no doubt about it. The Titans and the Jags coming up on Sunday in a game that dozens are looking forward to, and I'm sure dozens more will be in attendance for down in Jacksonville on Sunday. The Jaguars, a 1.5-point favorite in this matchup. Nick Keyser, you are in first place, so we begin with you.
Yes, and it could be the Corey Curtis Bowl, I guess, if he ends up making some noise down there too, but I don't know. I don't know.
Very popular in Duval.
I know. So, but this weekend, I'm going to go with the Tennessee Titans. Mason Rudolph, I thought, looked pretty good in the pocket. You know, he's a comfortable guy, and looking forward to seeing if he can continue to make some magic happen, maybe give the Titans their fourth win this season.
Jags favored by 1.5 in this matchup.
Yeah, it's just hard to – I mean, look, it's hard to pick either of these teams to do anything positive on any football field against any other team, but they have to play each other. I'll go with the Jags at home. I just think the Titans' defense is ragged and raggedy and due to make a bunch more mistakes on Sunday.
Give me the Tennessee Titans. They get inspired. There's a Titans fan or two that winds up in the Milky Pool on Sunday, and that's enough to carry the Titans over the top and to win this game outright, plus the 1.5. Against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The college football playoff beginning in the second round next Tuesday, December 31st, New Year's Eve, on Penn State and Boise State, neutral site. Penn State, a 10.5-point favorite in this matchup. Joe Rexford, we begin with you.
Yeah, you know, when we look back at the first college football playoff, you look at the scores and you look at, you know, Penn State 38, SMU 10, it's like, yeah, just a garbage game. If anybody watched that game, SMU stopped the run and moved the ball at will. Their quarterback completely handed Penn State that game. SMU should have won that game, or they certainly should have been in a fourth quarter game. Their quarterback, who's been playing well, blew it. Boise State's going to beat Penn State straight up. And this is almost my lock, but give me Boise in those. I'll gladly take 10.5.
Wow, going with Boise State to beat Penn State straight up, but gladly taking the 10.5-point margin. I will go with Penn State in this matchup. I just think they're going to overwhelm Boise State up front. Give me Penn State minus the 10.5 in this matchup. Nick Keyser, Penn State or Boise State?
I, too, feel a lot like Joe Rexroad in this one, but I'm a huge fan of the Ashton Jeanty train, literally. The guy was insane to watch this year. Kept track of him week after week. But, yeah, give me Boise to cover this weekend against Penn State.
Well, with Boise plus the 10.5 against Penn State. Texas and Arizona State in the college football playoff as well. Texas nearly a 2-touchdown favorite, 13.5 points in this matchup. I will again go with Texas minus the 13.5. It's a perfect example heading into this with me very much going to probably be eating my words next week, Joe, but a perfect example heading into all this while we got to fix the seating moving forward in this stupid bracket. I'll go Texas minus 13.5 against Arizona State. Nick Keyser.
Yes, I am going to go with the Roland Longhorns. I think, oh, sorry, we're not picking that game, are we?
Yeah, we are. Texas and Arizona State. What are you talking
Sorry,
about?
I was typing. I completely was writing a different school name. No, I'm going to go with the Longhorns
this
weekend. Yeah, I know, right? This is an absolute joke that I'm actually winning this. Sorry.
Kicking my butt.
I know. Yeah. Paying attention for half a second can really do some damage to you. Yep, give me the Longhorns and I'll move on.
The Rolling Longhorns, according to Nick Kieser. Joe Rexrode, Texas minus 13 and a half.
Roll horns. I like that. We should start that as I try to talk into my microphone and, again, give people a nice the sound of strep. Lovely. Just lovely on a on a nice rainy day. Yeah, this is the one that I hope I'm wrong, and I love Scataboo and what Arizona State's done, but I think this is a Texas route. Give me Texas.
Well, all of us going with Texas minus the 13.5 in this matchup. Ohio State and Oregon. Coming up, these two teams have already played this year. Oregon got the win by a slim margin at home. Ohio State favored in this game, minus 2.5 on the program. Nick Kieser, we begin with you. Ohio State favored by 2.5. Who you got with this one in Oregon?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Dylan Gabriel. He's been a fun guy to watch this year as well. Lots of good quarterbacks in college football. Like we were talking about earlier, we don't know how they'll do in the NFL if any get drafted. But give me Oregon this week, and I think that they get some vengeance, and maybe it was too close of a game last time, so give me the Ducks.
We're going with Oregon plus the 2.5. Rexrode, Ohio State favored by 2.5 in this matchup.
Yeah, very tempted to take the Buckeyes, given the way they played against Tennessee, the way they've sort of been re-energized now. The Michigan thing is in the past. This was an amazing game at Oregon early this year, and really if Will Howard doesn't screw up the clock, Ohio State's lineup for a winning field goal. All that said, man, I really like the Ducks. They haven't lost. Dylan Gabriel is an underrated player in this country. I think it'll be more of a home. I mean, this is ridiculous. The one seed doesn't get a freaking home game. It's absolutely absurd. But they're at the Rose Bowl. Their fans have known for a long time they're going to be playing there. So I think they'll have a pretty sizable crowd advantage, and I'm going to take the Ducks.
Ohio State lock. Locking down on the Buckeyes. Minus the 2.5.
You're a believer. Ryan Day, baby.
Ryan Day, greatest living coach in America besides Matt LaFleur. And I do think we're going to be having a nice discussion after this game of, oh, good. So the way you guys have seeded this stupid tournament, Oregon gets undefeated regular season. Their reward was Ohio State in their first game in the college football playoff. Nice job, committee. But I'm going to Ohio State with a lock.
No, the complaint, like I'm complaining now. But if this happens that you think is going to happen, oh, the complaining will be, oh, you thought last week was complaining. Just wait.
Going to be a lot of it. Notre Dame taking on Georgia in the final game of the second round of the college football playoff. Georgia, a 1.5-point favorite in this one. Rexrode, who you got in this one?
Yeah, look, I really think that Notre Dame is an excellent defensive football team. It's a terrific defense. And Riley Leonard showed me something against Indiana. You know, Indiana has a good defense. They really do. And he made some plays that he just extended. He's going to beat you by a million paper cuts, you know, but he can run around. They got some really good running backs. I think that the backup QB thing is just going to be too much for Georgia to overcome. Give me Notre Dame.
The backup QB thing concerns me a lot. I think Georgia's defense is going to find a way in this game to come out on top. I think it's going to be really close. Like, this has a chance to be a great game. And I think we're going to need one of those by the time this thing is done. Oregon, Ohio State should be a great game. I don't have a lot of confidence in the other two, but I'll take Georgia minus the 1.5 in this one. Nick Kieser, Georgia and Notre Dame.
Yeah, I don't feel great about how I initially was going to pick this game, and I don't like the quarterback situation whatsoever. So give me the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, the Fighting Pete Webbers, as we say up there in the press box.
Absolutely. We move to the go ahead.
Real quick, Robbie, like you got a chance here to make serious ground. Like basically Nick and I are all the same and you're different. So you got a chance to either make up serious ground or maybe go the other way. But you got an opportunity this week.
I could be the Tennessee Titans by the time next week rolls around. Not a whole lot to play for. Except draft positioning, I guess. We move to the individual portion of the program. One individual selection each. Nick Kieser, we begin with you.
Yeah, I'm going to go over to the Los Angeles Rams over the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah! Make it my lock. The Rams, a 6.5-point favorite over the doozy in Arizona Cardinals.
The Cardinals, tough loss for them last week against the mighty Carolina Panthers. Rams minus 6.5 against the Cardinals. Keys are locking down on that. Joe Rexroad, your individual selection.
Yep, I've got an NFL game that's a lock too. You know, the Bills are still absolutely fighting. It's critical for them to get the 2 seed and not let the Ravens get the 2 seed. That game, we're headed for that showdown, and where it happens, I think to me might be the difference. They're at home minus 9.5 against the freaking Jets. Give me the Bills and make it the lock of the century.
Locking down on the Buffalo Bills minus 9.5 against Aaron Rodgers and the mighty New York Jets coming up this weekend. I will take the Washington Commanders minus 4.5 against the Falcons. Commanders still trying to move up as high as possible in the wild card seed. And I just think Jane Daniels is an absolute stud. So I'll go Commanders minus 4.5 against the Falcons. Although, Joe, I did like what I saw from Michael Penix. Unfortunate for him that Kyle Pitts somersaulted a football into the hands of the other team that led to his first interception of his career. One of the yeah. weirder interceptions I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was a toughie for Pitts, who's already taken a lot of crap this year. Deservedly so. I'm with you. Penix looked good. I think obviously we talked to Charles yesterday. They're ready for him, and he's ready. And I'm with you on Jaden Daniels. Let me tell you, many Lions fans in Chicago Sunday were cheering loudly as Jaden Daniels led that amazing comeback over the Eagles. He is he's got to be Rookie of the Year. I know Bo Nix is good, and it's close, but
it's got to be Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels is Rookie of the Year, and I'm sorry, but I think Lamar Jackson is a freaking MVP, man. It's insane, and it's ridiculous that Josh Allen wouldn't win it in a year like this. But I think Lamar Jackson is the best football player in the league.
He's been pretty unbelievable. And the numbers would tell you he's been significantly better than either of the 2 years he won the actual MVP. So, I mean, there is that to keep in mind as well. It's that race, I think, is going to be super tight. Like, if Allen goes out there this week and just dominates, it's going to come down to the wire in that one, which is good. Like, I'm all for a nice, heated MVP race down the stretch here. 615-737-1025. Our phone number, Preds Pick to Click, coming up next. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025. Preds back in action tonight, taking on the St. Louis Blues. If you guess a goal score, you'll win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. We'll do that coming up next. Give our final thoughts on this weekend of football as well. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 1025, 1063, The Game.
It's time for Preds Picks to Click.
And a shot at a score.
Do you think you know who will score a goal in tonight's Predators game?
Little give and go.
Shoot your shot for a chance to win Preds tickets. Call 615-737-1025 now. It's Pick to Click. Now on Robbie and Rex Road.
It is time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road. The Christmas break over in the NHL. Back at it tonight. Predators on the road taking on a Central Division rival in the St. Louis Blues. I'll have your pregame coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, so make sure you tune in for that right here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. The standings in the competition. Everybody on the board last time out except Nick Kieser. And I was on the board with Mark Jankowski, which I feel like should be an automatic win in the competition. But I digress. We'll go from there. The standings update. Joe Rexroad in first place with 7 correct answers. The listeners and myself in second place with 4 correct answers. Nick Kieser with 3 correct answers on the season. We head with that in mind to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in Terry to the program. Terry, good morning. Thanks for calling in. Who is your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators?
Good morning, guys. Hey, he's due and we need him to continue to gain some points. So we're going with Forsberg.
There's no doubt he's due. Appreciate the call, Terry. Been a tough goal of it from Forsberg in terms of the goal scoring part of this. The points have been coming. He's got 12 assists on this 7-game run here that line has been on, but no goals for Forsberg, so it feels like that's going to have to break at some point. Kieser, Forsberg off the board. Your pick to click for the Predators.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ryan O'Reilly returning back to a place that's very familiar to him. So give me a guy that loves his old team.
Forsberg, O'Reilly off the board. I am up next. I mean, Joe, the goal scoring and point streak is going to end at some point for this guy, but until it does, I'm picking him. Jonathan Marchessault, my pick, and Preds Pick to Click. Rexroad, the final selection.
Okay, as I pick last again, very familiar with this spot. But hey, should be. You guys let me have Stamkos again. I'll take Stamkos again.
Going with Steven Stamkos. Forsberg, O'Reilly, Marchessault, Stamkos, the selections in Preds Pick to Click. Preds back in action tonight. They'll try to continue the good hockey that they were playing. We talked about that some yesterday on the program. 4-1-1 in their last six games. So we'll see if the Preds can keep things going tonight as they take on the St. Louis Blues. Joe, we've not talked much at all about this game coming up on Sunday because why in the world would we? But they do have a football game between the Titans and the Jags coming up on Sunday. Your thoughts on that matchup? The David Long Jr. stuff is pretty interesting. The Titans brought him back, and it was like, oh, that's cool. David Long Jr. back with the Titans, and then he fails the physical and is not going to be a part of the team. So back on waivers for David Long Jr. Unfortunate to see that.
Yeah, that's a wild one, you know? I mean, it's wild that, again, he played like an entire game. And, you know, obviously he can be hurt between now and then, but he played like basically the whole game as like the centerpiece of the Lions' great defense against Buffalo that like scored a touchdown every time it had the ball. It was kind of cool to see, like, oh, David Long, hey, why not? Come back and, hey, David, here's a nice bleep show for you to check it out for a little bit. But continuing with the bleep show theme, David Long doesn't pass the physical. So, yeah, that's where the Titans are. I mean, we've talked more about the weird urinal in the press box bathroom situation this week than this game. I'm going to – this is my vow to you, Robbie. I am going to carefully watch and dissect every play of this game because you know what? We are almost done with Titans football for 9 months. We're almost done with football in general. We're not too far away. I mean, a month from now, we're going to be down to, you know, two teams that are we're going to have a national champion in college football. We're going to have two teams ready for the Super Bowl. So I'm going to, like, today we got Navy, Oklahoma. I'm excited about that game. We got Vanderbilt. We got all these bowl games. And I'm going to absolutely absorb every freaking play of Titans Jags and be so ready Monday to talk about it. Let's do it.
Well, I'm glad you are. I guess I'm going to do my best to be as invested in that game as I can be. There's only so much of Mason Rudolph and Mac Jones that I could think I could handle. I mean, I'm going to watch it. How intently am I going to watch it? I guess we're going to find out. I will say, there reached a point last week, Joe, when it got to 38-7 in the Titans-Colts game where I looked around and I said, what am I doing? Like, I could go walk around the block. I could go, you know, change a tire for no reason. Like, there's a lot of things I could do here that would be more productive than watching this football team play right now. I mean, really, Sunday I'm watching for the Milky Pool to see if Kuharski can force his way onto the TV and to see if Mac Jones will throw a stupid interception. That's what I'm watching for on Sunday.
Kuharski, real quick, by the way, since you mentioned Kuharski, who now I cannot get out of my head, Kuharski and Deion Pressers. I can't. Like, I don't know why we haven't even come across that idea yet. He totally attacked me, by the way, Robbie, yesterday on my personal text line because the Lions signed Teddy Bridgewater. And so now, you know, I got somebody on the text line. Chip from Mount Juliet did the same thing today. Oh, what about your Hendon Hooker now? Guys, Hendon Hooker was a rookie coming off an ACL. He didn't have a rookie year. This is his rookie year. The Lions signed some veteran insurance, and now Hendon Hooker is just, oh, his career is in the toilet per Kuharski. So I just had to get that out. That's ridiculous, Kuharski. And I very much, he said, like, I showed, like, love and whatever, like, you know, sentiment for Hendon. I'm a homer. Big-ass, man. Hendon Hooker is going to be a good QB in this league. Mark my words.
Wasn't Teddy Bridgewater coaching high school football?
He just won a state title as a high school football coach. But like Dan Campbell loves him. And he's like, I've been talking to him for a week. He's like, Teddy, come on, man. Teddy, let's go. I think he just wants Teddy to get a ring.
I guess
get another ring. Get a state title ring and get a not that the Lions are going to win at all. But, you know, it's a worth a shot.
That's going to do it for us today here on the program. Hope everybody has a phenomenal weekend. Enjoy Titans and Jaguars coming up on Sunday. We'll be back Monday morning to break it all down. Jason Big Joe up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com.
Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.